This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play prizes or a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is the problem?
I've never seen anything like this.
Could cause everybody to freak out.
This is
when you guys are supposed to cheer.
Please clap.
Are you serious?
He is Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Featuring our podcast, One More Thing.
Available everywhere podcasts are given away because we're stupid. So we all know times have changed, and things that were okay socially a few years ago are no longer okay. And some of the things that were okay are, it's hard to imagine they were ever okay. Like Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer and people like that living the lifestyle they were living.
Sure.
And getting to be what they were. Well,
or every morning how when I used to come into work, Marshall would pat me on the butt. I never liked it. Never liked it. Asked you to stop over and over again.
But you got some of these people, like, there were rumblings in pop culture about
right.
Harvey Weinstein. Apparently it was well known in L.A., in Hollywood, that he was what he was. And people just turned a blind eye. And same with R. Kelly. So that documentary comes out about the musician R. Kelly, and now everybody's, oh, okay, we really believe you now? I mean,
can't have him recording and singing at us anymore.
Right. Even though everybody knew a lot of that stuff. But anyway, right. For whatever, times have changed, more evidence. And his record label dropped him, and there are court cases going forward. Well, it might happen to one of the biggest stars in the history of music, Michael Jackson, as this new...
Well, with one notable difference.
Him being south of the earth?
Yes. He is subterranean.
Yeah.
That's right. Leaving Neverland, a documentary, going to be at the Sundance Film Festival coming up this weekend. Of course, I don't know when you're going to listen to this podcast. It might have been 2 years ago when you hear this.
Yes. Yeah, it's part of the fun.
It was a good times 2 years ago, huh?
Uh-huh.
Before China invaded.
You remember Trump? That was something, wasn't it?
Anyway, this Jacko documentary.
2121's a pretty cool year. 2020's a cool year. 2121 would be in a century.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I was thinking 21. Never mind.
The ignorant fool.
You know,
perfectly played. Perfectly
roasted
played.
From beyond the grave.
Yes. Jacko slapping me down.
But so this Leaving Neverland documentary is going to focus on a handful of adult men who say they were abused by Jacko when he was a kid. And I think like this
when
other stuff.
When they were kids.
When they were kids.
Right.
I think like this other stuff, it's going to seem different now than it seemed at the time. And just like the other stories I just said, everybody knew Jacko was probably a child molester, but now can you still be Michael Jackson and be a child molester when this movie comes out? And I wouldn't be surprised that the whole Jacko thing goes away. You don't see him getting posthumous awards or people remaking his songs or maybe even having his songs available on various libraries or radio stations playing them.
I wonder. That's an interesting question. Has R. Kelly been banned from the nation's airwaves pretty much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's playing his music yet.
Yeah, okay. I read that over the weekend.
And streaming services have pulled his stuff down.
Right. No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, artists that have done duets with him have pulled their songs that he was featured on off of their streaming stuff.
Lady Gaga and others.
He was a super giant star, R. Kelly. On the other hand, Jacko had the best-selling album of all time for a very long time, or, you know, might as well be.
And possibly got little kids drunk so he could sex them up.
Right.
Which ain't cool at all.
Right.
And this movie is going to talk a lot about that.
I don't know how much you've read about it. Do they get into the point, the fact that he was clearly a victim of child abuse himself?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to excuse it. It's an interesting story.
It is interesting.
He ended up carving his face off. He so hated his looks, and he was a handsome young man because of the emotional abuse he suffered at the hands of his sicko dad. Who I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah. I think most sexual child abusers were abused as children.
A lot of them.
But, you know, you don't get any pass for that.
No.
You get some sympathy, but you don't get a pass for that.
Or understanding, you know, at the very least. But, yeah.
Wouldn't that be something if the biggest selling artist of all time, the music's no longer played on the radio?
We don't get to listen to Billie Jean anymore. Or, you know, Thriller or any of his great smash hits.
Well, I remember when Seinfeld was on Colbert. And somehow Cosby came up, and Colbert said, can you still enjoy that stuff? And Seinfeld said, oh, yeah, I can admire the comedy. And Colbert said, I can't. I can't listen to it anymore, the comedy albums. So I don't know. I suppose some people will be like, but you know how companies are. The big companies could easily drop Jacko just out of fear.
Sure. You know, thinking about him victimizing children in the abstract bothers me, bothers everybody. But hearing people go into detail and putting it in front of you, you know, fleshing it out, and I'm sorry for that choice of words, I just couldn't think of a better one, that would make it really difficult to enjoy the music.
Yeah. Sure. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Man. It's funny, and I'm kind of a hard rock guy. I wasn't a Jacko freak like a lot of the planet was, but I mean, just how great those songs were and how omnipresent they've been for, I mean, the Jackson 5 had smash hits that everybody still knows the words to in 19, what, 70?
Yeah, it'd be early 70s, yeah.
Yeah, very, very early 70s.
So it was
I'm not done.
It was a movie that got him in trouble last time. Remember that? That documentary was so crazy. God, we talked about that all the time.
Oh, where he's running around Las Vegas buying stuff?
With no money.
I want both of these, and I want, I want one of these.
Right.
Oh, and this is so beautiful. I want this.
Yeah.
With his poor kids.
Yeah,
speaking of the cycle of
wearing
nuttiness.
Masks and disguises.
Yeah,
and
a little blanket and pillowcase and dust ruffle. And you know, I shouldn't make jokes because his daughter's attempted suicide and everything. Oy vey. Oh man, it's sad.
That was 2003 when that documentary came out.
It was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's 16
keep going, Michael.
16 years ago, and yeah, buying all that stuff. But then the sitting on the couch and saying, "What's more loving than sharing your bed with a child?"
Whoa, grown men don't say that
with other people's children.
They're not talking about Saturday morning and your kids come in to join you and tease you that you ought to get up and play.
Right.
And that's not what... No, Jacko.
Weirdo.
Very different.
Yes, they made it up.
Wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. That's our favorite thing from the funeral when Al Sharpton said that. He was the strangest person anybody's ever even conceived of.
There was precious little that wasn't strange about their daddy. I get it was a funeral, Al, but, you know, during MLK week... He was quoted so many times and taken so seriously as civil rights champion Al Sharpton. You know, it makes me want to throw up my hands and give up.
Back to Michael Jackson. This is something I haven't heard. What's the driving force behind this movie? He's dead.
I think the victims ought to be heard. It shouldn't. His crimes should not be overlooked just because he isn't with us anymore. Partly you could argue, what about the system, the institutions, the record companies, the famous people, everybody who knew about it, who permitted it?
Mm.
One of the overarching themes of kind of this Me Too era seems to be amplifying the voices of the victims.
Yeah.
And so with these people coming out and talking about this, my guess would be for the first time, especially on camera, that's kind of the driving force behind it.
I gotta tell you, if I'd been molested by gotten drunk as a 12-year-old and molested by Michael Jackson, the fact that his music's playing in the mall would piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think people would want the whole picture.
And his family, somebody's still getting rich off of it.
Is it true his nose would just fall off and he had like a snap? It was snapped on?
Stern says so. Howard Stern says so.
He says a lot of stuff. But
in Howard Stern's book, the first chapter of one of his books was about the one time he sat down with Jacko. They were trying to work out a deal. It never came together of him interviewing Jacko at the height of, you know, everybody trying to figure out the Jacko thing.
Right.
And they're trying to come, and they met in a hotel room or wherever. And Stern talking about just staring at the dude's face. And now his nose looked like it was crooked or coming off or taped on or something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All because, again, I'm going to turn it sad, because his dad made fun of his broad nose when he was a young black man.
A lot of people get made fun of for a lot of things, though. They don't carve themselves up.
Yeah, but you've read it. Haven't you read about the way Joe Jackson ran the Jackson 5 and everything? It's terrible. It's horrible. Horrible. Oy. Kids in show business is a terrible idea.
Who thinks
Hollywood just should have short, boyish-looking men and grown women, 30-year-old women who throw on pigtails. Leave the kids out of the entertainment.
Should be an opportunity for people who don't ever grow very tall.
Right,
to
exactly.
Play child roles.
The diminutive. What about their rights?
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk USA, you're probably paying too much for cell service. Plans are between $20 and $45 depending on how much high-speed data you choose. And all plans include unlimited talk and text. There's no contracts, no surprises. If you're thinking the low cost means less coverage, think again. Our network covers 99% of Americans, and our 4G LTE network provides the fastest internet speeds. Plus, you can keep your same phone and number and save even more when you add multiple lines. We're so confident you'll love Pure Talk USA that we include a one-month risk-free guarantee. Oh, did we mention our CEO and chairman is a U.S. Vietnam veteran who values and supports his local community and is committed to keeping Pure Talk customer service right here in the USA? To learn more, just visit puretalkusa.com or call 866-477-2644. Enter promo code PureTalk and receive 50% off your first month. That's puretalkusa.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Haven Humane Society will be holding our annual Pup for Paws golf tournament on July 12th at the beautiful Riverview Golf and Country Club. This fabulous four-person scramble will tee off at 9 a.m. There will be an awards lunch, raffles, prizes, and so much more. Sign up your four-man team today for only $400, or single players are only $100, with all proceeds going to help the animals at Haven Humane Society. We will see you on the green.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Featuring our podcast, One More Thing.
Get more info at armstrongandgetty.com.
The World Health Organization. They labeled burnout an actual medical condition now, and here are your three characteristics of burnout syndrome, they call it. See if you have any of these. Feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
Increased mental distance from one's job.
Mm-hmm. Just in days that end in Y.
Or cynicism related to one's job. Good Lord. And reduced professional efficacy. You're not as efficient as you could be or used to be.
It reminds me of, like you see those scientific studies that turns out men find exposed flesh alluring. How much did you spend on that study?
And we made a lot of smart-ass jokes about this on the Armstrong and Getty radio program. But
and I, for one, regret them.
I don't know where we're going as a species where we continue to deny the power of just getting over things. Who hasn't, not felt into it at work or your relationship or whatever else it is? And then you just think, you know what? I gotta fix this in my own head. This is ridiculous. I love her or I like him or my job's better than other jobs have had. I need to get a better attitude.
Yes.
I mean, we all
yes,
do this.
You do.
And we get ourselves out of that situation.
Right.
And the medical community deciding that, no, you're permanently there unless some outside influencer comes along, whether it's therapy or drugs or whatever, to fix you.
What's the need to codify it? You know if you're burned out or not. So do I. You don't need specific guidelines unless you're going to make it somehow actionable, might not be the wrong word, but make it a thing, a real thing. So you have to get leave, or you get insurance, right, or you get treatment, or whatever. You get to take extra personal days. I can't imagine any positive use for having the three specific symptoms you must display to be certified to be burned out. Who cares? It reminds me, I was thinking of this the other day. God, I've tried so hard to teach my kids this, but you don't know if it sticks until later in life. But everybody is going to get cheated, lied to, screwed. You're going to catch a bad break and then another one, then 27 more. It just, that's life. That is, as John Lennon said, life is what's happening while you're making other plans, essentially.
Or life keeps lifing you. I like that expression.
Yeah.
Life just keeps lifing me.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
Life is relentless.
Yes.
Non-stop. Until it does.
Fairy bunny story, did you believe that it was going to be anything other than that?
But I don't understand why we're getting away from the idea, or maybe we're not. It sure seems like we are. Are we getting away from the idea that you would tell, I don't know, whether it's a fourth grader or a CEO, you're not into it today. You got to convince yourself you are.
Right.
I can remember even as a young person saying, well, I got to do this, so I might as well do it, you know.
It could be as simple as you're being paid to do something. You got to do it.
Or I have to be in fourth grade, so I have to do this report. I might as well do it.
Right.
Whatever it is.
You can wallow around in your misery, or you can just get over it.
The idea that I would say, you know, I'm really not into this term paper that I have to write about the Civil War, and I don't feel like I'm being as efficient as I could be, and what are some of the...
Battle of Chickamauga?
I'm kind of cynical about this report I'm turning into fourth grader. I'm just... What is the point of all these conversations?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's like an all-encompassing effort to remove your agency, remove the idea that you're the captain of your own ship. Or just, we're making too big a deal of little things. I think it may have been Drew Carey, way back on the Drew Carey show. One of the characters on the show was hitting him with complaints, just like the official description of burnout. And I don't know, I just don't feel like going in. I'm not that good at it anymore. I hate my boss. And Drew's punchline was, yeah, we formed a group. It's called Humanity. We meet at the bar. I mean, that's it. You and everybody else.
So the WHO says they define burnout as a syndrome conceptualized as resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. So I guess they'd
Fair
be
enough.
Saying that's for people that are tried to explain to themselves, look, you got a house payment and kids to put through college. You know, come up with a better attitude at work.
Right.
And then
decide you hate it so much, go get something else.
But I guess they're saying I don't know what they're saying.
I don't know what they're saying either.
They do bring up one of our favorite phrases, will to live. There is
yes, there really can
be a profound impact on your will to live.
It ebbs and flows, doesn't it? We all have those high WTL days and low ones.
Yeah. This reminds me of the old 2,000-year-old man joke, the Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks thing.
Sure.
Interviewer asked him, so what's the secret to your longevity? He says, will to live. Dr. Will to Live. He's fantastic. He does house calls.
Beautiful.
I don't know. I'm confused by so much of this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I don't know what purpose that served, that WHO announcement. If you're burned out, you know you're burned out.
Now what?
And then, right, as an adult, and honestly, I'm not sure who I'm talking to, because I think this is universally recognized. Then if you decide, you know, and it's never going to get any better. Then you decide, all right, well, maybe I'll go do something else.
Well, some jobs suck.
I'll just drink myself to death.
I've had a bunch of jobs that suck. I like my job. I enjoy doing it. So sometimes I have to convince myself, look, you've had bad jobs, it pays reasonably well, blah, 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 blah. But I've had jobs that suck. I mean, when I was stacking boxes at UPS, there was no convincing myself this is a good, fun, exciting thing to do.
Right.
It's purely this is what you're doing to make X number of dollars, and do you have another alternative right now? Are you working on another alternative? I mean, doesn't everybody go through those things? Or not?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong? Am I only in my own head? Do other people?
No.
It's just Jack.
I assume everybody does that. The WHO is telling me, no, people are not aware that they might be doing a sucky job.
Yeah, maybe we've skipped over the question. Why the hell did they bother to write this and put it out? What was their purpose? Anybody? Anybody have a guess?
Nope.
An
obsession with just labeling feelings?
Well, I guess that's a pretty good answer.
Let me hit you with this. This was surprising to me, getting further into the decision to list burnout, reached during the WHO assembly in Geneva, put an end to more than four decades of debate among experts.
What? Wow.
For 40 years, they've been arguing about it. I got to believe some of the people are saying, what are you freaking talking about? I'm burnt out right now. Shut up.
Mostly because this stupid conference brings the same stupid thing up every year.
Oh, great. The burnout speech.
Yeah, there we go.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text DRIVE to 79645. That's DRIVE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text DRIVE to 79645. That's DRIVE to 79645.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Featuring our podcast, One More Thing.
Get more info at armstrongandgetty.com.
I love New York, and I wish I would have lived there at some point in my life. But I hate them acting like everything that happens there is worthy of us watching. And I just, I don't know what this thing is, and I'm not going to read the next paragraph.
I have no
answer to
figure
it out.
Give.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
There'll be a flood of photos tomorrow. Everyone will be oohing and aahing.
No, everyone will not.
No,
Practically, no one will.
I won't.
San Francisco has tried as hard as it can to get a similar vibe going for their opera company. This is fine. Do whatever you want with your time and money, but don't ask me to watch.
Figaro. That's an opera, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's made famous by Bugs Bunny.
That's where I learned it.
I don't dig the opera. Do not dig it.
No. No, I like almost all music, but not that. I mean,
Is the Phantom of the Opera? I've seen that. Would that qualify me as seeing an opera?
That's not an opera. No. I don't think it's an opera. You don't count that as an opera. What are the rules for an opera? Does it have to be in a foreign language?
I don't know.
What are the rules for an opera?
Google it.
Yes?
My son, we've been watching some of the old-timey Disney movies, and your old-timey Disney movies have, like, musicals of the olden days, a freaking song break every now and then.
Right.
Where the starlet sings some song about how in love she is with the handsome man, and my kids just hate it.
They got
that part of my DNA, certainly. Because I hated those as a kid, too. Just, oh, my God. What are you trying to do to me? Do little girls like it? Is there some kid that likes it when they stop and sing a long song about something?
The slow, sappy female lead song is almost always terrible.
Oh, painful.
If it's funny, a little upbeat, catchy, that sort of thing, it's fine. Throw a song in. But, oh, yeah, the sappy. You know what the worst one ever was? Was in Santa Claus is Coming to Town. When the little stop-action blonde-haired girl who's in love with Kris Kringle. She sings some terrible, terrible late 60s ballad over, like, weird psychedelic animations. Oh, it's just insufferable. I asked my kids at one point, I said, do you mind if we skip this? And they're like, oh, yeah, go ahead. I don't want to be a jerk about it, but...
So you mentioned the Derby. You talking about the horse race or the hat?
No, it's the horse race, the Kentucky Derby.
Darn
which...
it, the horse race, because I was willing to talk about bowlers and fedoras, and but... You're on the horse race, not
you know
the
what, if you'd like to.
Sure.
I remember when the Derby was a big thing, when there was a heavyweight boxing champ, and there were occasions, you know, there was one TV show everybody watched, that sort of thing. I think the percentage of Americans who give a damn about the Kentucky Derby, I'd like to see those figures, because I think it's rapidly declining.
I used to watch it, now I just, no.
Yeah, every year I think, I got to watch it, and then I forget it's on and realize, and then I don't care that much that I missed it.
Well, yeah, and then I could dial it up anytime I want, and because I can, I don't watch it live, and then I don't care, so I don't dial it up. So.
Well, so we used to have quite a few moments like that through the years that everybody paid attention to and everybody commented on, well, practically everybody.
Oscars?
And that's a good one.
That those sorts of shows were more like that?
Yeah, yeah. And I believe those things are going away. They're fading. And you know what I think they will be replaced by?
What?
Nothing.
Right. Which is not good.
No. I just think we'll all drift through our lives with very few common touchstones or connective tissue.
No. Drifting sounds very relaxing.
Yes.
I'll grant you that. You know, and soon nobody will pay attention to the Met Gala.
Well, I don't think there will be universal... kind of cross-cultural touchstones where I could go to the other side of the country and say, hey, that last episode of MASH was really good, right? But I, with the connectedness...
Be a good opening line.
Right, of the
1983.
Internet.
1983.
I think people are kind of self-surrounding themselves in smaller, similar interest bubbles, right? Mm-hmm. Various message boards about Game of Thrones. I'm surrounded by people who talk about Game of Thrones. Or different kind of subculture groups along those lines. So there isn't the one... shining kind of touchstone that we can all attach onto.
Right.
But I don't think common interests are going away, and people are still going to find people with those interests to kind of share experiences with and
right,
engage
but
with.
But you've made my point for me. It's all of those subgroups getting together in a group
that
I think is healthy for, national identity, cohesion, the rest of it.
Right. So it's good for the Game of Thrones group to bump into the Ultimate Frisbee group and realize
into
that they're
NFL freaks and people who attend the effing Met Gala.
Well, maybe just having that we all watched MASH or whatever helped shave off the edges of the idea that so then politically you must be so different from me.
Or racially, or religiously, or whatever.
We watch the same show. We do these things and same. So we can't be that different. Mm-hmm. That I should have to hate you for your politics. Now that we have nothing in common.
It's only the subgroups Sean was discussing, which I think would be fine if there weren't powerful reasons that you should feel part of something.
There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, and you have to expand it to this. And this died earlier because. I haven't really had this. This was like my dad's generation. But your Kiwanis Club and all these different sorts of things. Rotary Club, bowling leagues, all that sort of stuff.
Like the Red Hat Ladies thing, I think, was a thing.
A lot of that stuff went away a little earlier. Now this is going away. There's just nothing. It's that the book Bowling Alone came out in the 90s. It was that guy first touching upon that fact that bowling leagues went away, and people aren't members of all these different clubs. Now just the informal club of we all watch this TV show and listen to this music has gone away. There's just nothing.
Right, so we become separate warring tribes. Well, not necessarily warring, but certainly not, e pluribus unum, for instance, which is an idea that some would argue is a nice one out of many one. What we share is it outweighs what makes us different. But, what are you going to do?
John Mayer, of all people, was talking about this on a podcast the other day on how we, because we're all so isolated in these bubbles, we don't know each other. And he said, if you know somebody, they can give you all kinds of crap and you just, or do all kinds of things that are you don't like. But, that's Jim. He's a good guy down deep. I mean, I don't like this about him. I don't like that about him. But he's okay. I've known him my whole life. But now that we don't know each other and we stay in our little groups, we don't have that. So we only focus on the thing we don't like about them, assume they're rotten to the core.
Right.
And then that's where we are.
Yeah.
Everybody can think of a relative or a friend who's got all kinds of bad character traits that you overlook for the other stuff that you know. But if you don't know somebody and you don't have anything in common that's good, you just go with the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And hate them and are willing to, attack them savagely at every turn.
Right.
And assume the worst about them.
Yeah. Well, I remember back in the day before you were supposed to be angry and hate people, and that was enlightenment, that it was believed that, the quickest way to get people over racism is you get to know somebody of a different race. You realize, oh, they're just a human being. You work with a guy, you find out he's gay. Well, he's a terrific guy. You're not going to be nearly is likely to have, strange blanket ideas about gay people. Again, that used to be the thought, but now I'm just afraid we're not. All we are is ideological groups or hobby subsets, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's only unhealthy when that's it.
There's only one potential way that we come back from this, I think, and that would be some sort of real threat, whether it's disease or war or something that we can come together over that.
My money's on disease. More scary, disease is super scary. Nobody declares disease. The disease does, and it doesn't tell you in advance.
Right.
I'm coming for you. Well, this has been cheery.
The most notable differences in opera and musical theater are the ratio of singing to speaking.
Right.
And the style of the singing.
Right.
But what they both provide, Jack, is a powerful musical vehicle for heartbreak, despair, and utter joy.
So that's interesting.
Couldn't agree more.
There really isn't that much difference between a musical and an opera.
This article kind of makes the argument that musicals are just the modern-day opera with just more talking involved.
Or maybe operas for slightly less sophisticated people.
Well, I do think musicals are operas for dumb people.
No, I think the operas are musicals for pretentious people.
And if you really like it, well, then go enjoy it.
No, you're a bad person.
I really I love classical music. I can't stand operas.
I know people that are into operas, and you go
with
to
a
it.
Few exceptions.
Yeah. You go to it knowing that in, you know, song three of the second act, there's a certain note that you have to be able to hit, and they wonder whether or not this star can do it.
Mm.
I mean, it's a big thing. And then everybody applauds when he or she does, and boos if they don't.
I'd have to just wait for other people to clap and be like, yes, I agree as well.
Yes, indeed. Huzzah.
Fantastic.
Let's hear him hit this note. He hits a triple high G in the last stanza. I mean, it brings them to their friggin' feet, man.
My Italian
friend.
The
only guy can hit it.
My Italian friend is always trying to convince me of how I got to get into opera. It's just the richest, most deepest art that exists. And
well, he's Italian, so he gets what they're warbling about. You got to get me a translation, and don't tell me that no. It's about the feeling. No, I want to know what she's singing about.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
Seems all broke up about something. I don't know why. Did her lover dump her? Did her dog die? Did she lose her job? I don't know.
Or is she one of those people that gets all upset about it and nothing?
Right, drama queen. Look at her over there in her Viking outfit. What the hell.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Haven Humane Society will be holding our annual Pup for Paws Golf Tournament on July 12th at the beautiful Riverview Golf and Country Club. This fabulous four-person scramble will tee off at 9 a.m. There will be an awards lunch, raffles, prizes, and so much more. Sign up your four-man team today for only $400 or single players are only $100, with all proceeds going to help the animals at Haven Humane Society. We will see you on the green.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Have we ever used transition music in a podcast? I don't think we have.
Do Let's
we have
do it.
We need this to transition back to what we were talking
Pick
about.
Pick your favorite one, Michael.
This is a palate cleanser. It's to erase from your mind what we were just talking about.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. It's not chug-a-lug, it's chakarone, chakarone, Marshall.
You don't even know the words.
Idiot. Speaking of Marshall.
Sweet home Mississippi. I mean, what are you...
What? Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I hear it, I hear chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Come on.
It's Yanny and Laurel all over again.
Marshall is the point of this conversation. Yeah. It was, God, how long ago was it when you originally declared your New Year's resolution was to do 10 push-ups in a row?
2 years ago, maybe, two and a half years ago.
Which made us laugh for like 5 years, or for 5 minutes. Yeah. I mean, just the fact that your New Year's resolution was to do 10 push-ups in a row. And then we all ended up on the floor doing push-ups. And
Yep. You guys did push-ups, danced around me while I worked away at trying to do 10 push-ups in a row until all of a sudden I had the double hernia and had to go to the hospital.
So you worked your way up to it. Every so often you would come in and you would attempt to do it. And I think you did two and a half.
I think it was two and a half.
Yeah. Originally.
Three and five, seven.
You're high.
First he did like one, and then we'd have him on a month later, and having worked out and eaten properly, he was up to two push-ups.
Right.
It's a good amount.
I was gone the day when he did his highest amount, and so there's some argument as to how many he did.
There's the truth in lying. At any rate, the point of this discussion, though...
How many did he do that day?
Two were indisputably push-ups. The third was a ragged, spined, twisting, weird imitation of a push-up.
And then there was at least another third on top of that.
So three and a third. And then he rested after the second one.
He just laid on the floor?
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
Part of my styling.
But the point is, you've been injured again?
Yeah, well, I've been working towards doing 9 push-ups on May 9th, which is my birthday.
The reason you stopped last time
was because I ended up getting a double hernia.
And had to get an actual operation.
Yes. Actual operation.
An attempt to do more than 2 push-ups.
I was up to 4 or 5. That my positive Sean was my coach. He will vouch for me on that.
All right.
Anyway, we've been working towards trying to do, 9 in a row by May 9th, and I'm up to about 3 and then do a bunch of baby push-ups. Well,
can you actually do 3 push-ups? Because that would be your record. Why haven't you done them in the studio where we can see them?
Well, because I keep injuring myself. There was the danger of actually reigniting the hernia, but that's been checked out.
Oh.
And now I have managed to pop my knee.
doing the baby push-ups. And so I'm going to go to the doctor later today and
popped
have it.
Popped your knee.
Well, it now clicks and hurts.
Oh, it's not supposed to.
No. No, it's not.
I really, really, really suggest you come up with a new challenge.
Well, I'm going to see.
Walk 10 consecutive steps without resting.
So at this point, do you
sort of work out with a hot water bottle?
I don't want to have you get caught up in just the inertia of this whole thing. Is this something you want to do at this point? Because we're not making you do push-ups. You're ending up in the hospital.
I'm questioning this. I am indeed questioning this. So I'm going
to
see.
You just have to let it go.
I might do that. But, you know, I'm a fighter. I am a fighter, so we will see. I will give you updates on my physical condition. But, yes, I have managed to do something to my knee doing the baby push-ups, where you get down on your knees and just use your arms.
I mean, there are some things as I've gotten older I've just had to give up on. Just think I'm never going to do that again.
It's liberating.
It is kind of liberating.
You got a weight bench of any sort or something that you like? I'm thinking maybe we just need to
What would you guess, Sean?
No. I would guess no. So instead of starting out with the body weights, maybe we just get some other weights and we try to build up to the body weight stuff as another step.
I have a couple of like the 5-10 pounds. I could do
that's
that.
That's a good idea because exactly. Yeah. I had this problem lifting weights early on in my life with like real Olympic weight sets.
Right.
I couldn't lift the bar. The bars is like 75 pounds.
Yeah.
45. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's
like 75. Just lighter.
I couldn't lift the bar when I was a kid. So I'm never going to get stronger attempting to lift something I can't lift.
Right.
You got to start with something lighter than that.
Well, yeah, and a push-up is a certain percentage of your body weight.
Yeah.
You're trying to bench press a percentage of your body weight. Obviously, some of it's on your feet, but so yeah, clearly, let's just start with the 20-pound
bar. Lay on your back
with
a couple.
Flip you over. We'll get some of the dumbbell presses going.
I've got some of the hand weights. I can bring those in, and next week we can go ahead.
No,
and
what
do
you're doing now will not help. It's like you're playing maracas.
We're gonna have to work on your form
with Santana. That's not an exercise.
I always had video of that. What do you do?
Wow.
What do you do? Dumbbells.
What is that? It's a maraca exercise.
Don't hit yourself in the face with the dumbbells.
Oh, no, that'd be bad.
That's a bad thing.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, but stop trying to do push-ups. Everybody's starting to feel bad about it.
All right.
Or go with the Sean plan.
The idea was to bring joy to the show, not to have everybody feel
bad. Oh, you're doing that. Yeah, that's
in
fine.
A way.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
You know, I was optimistic and hopeful and helping you do it and everything. I don't think there's realistically any chance you're ever going to do 10 push-ups in a row. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I think a careful, actually managed program of weight training over the course of a year, he could do it.
To do 10?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we get emails all the time from 80-year-olds who knock off 80 every morning before their avocado toast.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg
does
14.
80 a day.
Yeah. Is it that many?
No, she does a lot.
Marshall, is there anything we should know? Were you in the NHL for a number of years and you tore your rotator cuff several times or anything like that?
I have never participated in any kind of contact or other sport.
Here's a question.
Archery was my sport.
Here's a question I don't think anybody ever asked.
Ancient and noble.
An obvious question nobody has ever asked. At any point in your life, could you ever do 10 push-ups in a row?
I never attempted to do 10 push-ups in a row.
So we don't know that you ever could do 10 push-ups in a row.
I never attempted to.
Okay. Never on a bet, never in a...
No!
Because I choose not to run! Remember that Seinfeld episode?
That was a good one.
Yes.
But, so we don't know that you ever could, even when you were like a 20-year-old.
I never tried. Right. You know, there was no reason to. There was no one was pushing me to do it.
Mm-hmm. So then again, I'm not sure it's going to happen.
How about swimming the English Channel? That's a popular one.
It's lower impact. You got the water displacement there.
Right. Yeah, much less likely to tear a glute.
Climb up the outside of a building. Gets a lot of attention. People do that now.
You climb up outside this building.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Tread water in a walk-in tub.
Now, come on. That was your ageism. You always jump in with
the
ageism.
See, Anson, that wasn't a good joke.
No, it wasn't.
I like blaming Hanson on that one, though.
I think we let it hang in the air as your punishment.
Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
Get away from here.
This is a historic act
of devastating inequality.
confidence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
You don't see that.
Well, isn't that fresh?
I am here determined to stop this future atrocity.
Either way,
you got a fine show, and I'm glad you're doing well.
Goes against the very spirit and letter of the law.
Hallelujah! Where's the Tylenol?
This is the best of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.